T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 7:49 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 40, Raiders 9.
Two.
Two adults and two children dead after shooting in Minnesota.
One.
Augusta man shot and killed in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some slow traffic out there right now. Taking a look at eastbound K-96. This is just coming off of I-135. Eastbound headed towards Hillside. Slow traffic there. Seeing some slow traffic on eastbound Kellogg right now as well. Eastbound Kellogg from Seneca to around the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 50 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 30. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 57 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's. Stocks posted the best month since June, but slipped on the last trading day of the month.
Markets pulling back from record highs on this shortened trading day. There are renewed concerns over relations between the United States and China. President Trump signing two bills supporting the Hong Kong protesters, and China was not happy. Investors worried this could potentially derail the trade talks. The Dow closing down 112 points, the S&P down 12 points, and the Nasdaq down 39 points. Despite that, though, markets are on pace for their best month since June, with all three major averages up about 4%. The best-performing sectors have been tech, healthcare, and financials. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Christina Partsinevelis, Fox News.
This year's Black Friday was the biggest ever for online sales. Adobe Analytics says carts filled on phones, computers, and tablets rang up $7.4 billion in transactions. Now, that ranks just behind the $7.9 billion haul of last year's Cyber Monday, which holds the one-day record for online sales. Adobe expects online sales to hit $9.4 billion this year, Cyber Monday, today.
Expecting that record to be shattered.
Yeah. Adobe measures sales at 80 of the top 100 U.S. online retailers. Looking for a world record today. People are going to be on there ordering up some stuff for
Christmas.
That's
a lot of commerce.
Yeah. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Plans to approve the 737 MAX for return to service. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
I just blanked out my screen.
Are you there, Bill?
My screen is... Yeah, I'm here. I am here, but my computer just blanked out.
Oh, he's been hacked.
Well, let me start.
Yeah, I've been hacked or something.
Want me to start?
Give me a second here. No, let's see here. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so...
Over the phone.
Your first line is the Federal Aviation Administration. Go ahead from there.
Plans to approve each 737 MAX it has in storage before the company can deliver them to customers. The regulator said in a letter to Boeing that it will continue that control over deliveries until it's satisfied with the production on the 737 MAX. The aircraft has been grounded since March after two fatal crashes took more than 300 lives. Christina Long wants to change entrepreneurship in Wichita. She wants to ensure that minority-owned businesses have better access to capital and resources, so she's launched a hub called Founders Grove. It opened in the former Commerce Bank building at 21st and Grove. The goal is to empower Black and Latino entrepreneurs. And a new partnership will bring Ethiopian coffee to the Sunflower State. Tiru Coffee, based in Scott City, has partnered with Wichita's Reverie Roasters to roast their first batch of Ethiopian coffee beans. The coffee is now available online by the single bag or by a monthly subscription. Tiru selected Reverie because of its expertise with specialty coffees. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com when my computer doesn't freeze up and go blank on me. I'm Bill Roy.
You know, when you're buying online like you were shopping online there, and when you get into big money, like when you're getting Gretchen something worth $10,000, $30,000, well, any computer's going to freeze up on that, right?
That's probably what happened. That is probably what happened.
I know you're pretty generous with Gretchen, I think, anyway. That's what you
well,
tell me.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I try to be, yeah.
Fine.
That's what I tell people.
All right. Well, why don't you get her a nice big fur coat for Steve and Ted? No, that's not politically correct, is it?
Okay. Yeah. The whole can of worms there.
Well, we'll give her a gift certificate for some veggie burgers. How's that?
Nice. Very nice.
Today is National Mutt Day. I know you're not a dog person, but this is a day that embraces the saving and celebration of mixed breed dogs. Who wasn't like a
I love dogs.
You know, I had a couple of mutts growing up. Of course, my daughter's dogs are a couple of rat terriers. They're pretty goofy. They may be purebred because you know how rat terriers can be crazy. Well, we got to dog sit over the past few days, and so I had two rat terriers every day. And when they sleep, they come right in the bed and get right between my wife and me.
Yep,
and
there you go.
Will not move. So I'm glad they're not with us. They're not.
That's
at our
why
house.
You don't invite me over.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I don't know what that means.
Ted just, you know, he's been known to crawl up in the couch between my wife and me and eat all the popcorn. So yeah.
That's right.
That is the same deal. All right. Thank you, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We'll have the latest on congressional impeachment hearings. Ted has sports.
Now we'll get into yesterday's Chiefs football game at Arrowhead Stadium. Boy, what a day.
Good game, yeah,
good highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yes, kicking off the month of December with some entertainment news. Of course, The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And your Monday morning traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.